Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at ninashaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at ninashaz@gmail.com. That's M-I-N-A-S-H-A-Z-Z at gmail.com.
How can it be? This is Free Babylon.
She wrote a number down
here in front of
me.
These wicked rulers and wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long.
Welcome to Babylon, she's the biggest whore ever. Ran by arrogant kings like Nebuchadnezzar. Egyptologists believe your heart is weighed against the feather. But Yahweh's the spirit and his judgment is forever. Seeing is believing, that's the world's understanding. But even if we seen it, still we wouldn't understand it. This vision's for the visionary, not for the vision. You never visualize if your mind is in prison. You never can achieve if you're living like a Christian. Backslide daily, dreaming of a white Christmas. I serve Yah, so I hope I'm in the remnant. Wish I could convince the world they need to be repentant. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear me. Instead, they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near me.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long.
I was born in 89 when the Berlin Wall fell. Perhaps I'll be here long enough to see it all fail. For the love of ballin', they under Baal spell. Teach me to chase money, but that is a tall tale. The dead among the dead can't even smell foul smells. The water's full of poison, the bread is all stale. The flesh is all bad, the spirit is all good. Many claim to be shepherds, but they are not all good. It's simple if you open your ears, the deaf can hear it. So if your eyes are closed, I pray I reach you with these lyrics. To change your ways today, not later or next year-ish. Since we know that Yah judges us righteously, we should fear it. And I thought since I had the truth, people would want to hear it. Instead they hate the truth, so they'd rather stay from near it.
These wicked rulers are wicked people, heart filled with evil. People with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long.
Our job to bring the truth, not everybody gon' bear it. Making them love Yah is like an arranged marriage. We can pray for them, but most of them gon' perish. I speak the language of love, I've never been to Paris. Soon the time will come when they label me a terrorist. Because I know the truth, when Babylon told me cherish. Lie on top of lie and spit it back like a parrot. A soldier for Yah, I'm decorated with merits. I got sisters and brothers that feel the same. Who keep the law of Yah and they call me by my name. To go through hell on earth and then the lake will be a shame. Cause Babylon's going in America's her name. My people bring the truth, you think they will want to hear us? Instead they feel condemned, so they rather stick near us. That's that mindset.
Heart filled with evil, people with riches and camels, they won't fit through the needle. I'm trying to tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. They won't be around very long. I put my riches in heaven, but on earth I'm a peasant. I wonder why they don't question, they just listen to reverend. Well, let me tell you like the words of the song, like a shadow. Them won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow. They won't be around very long, around very long, around very long, like a shadow. They won't be round very long. They won't be round very long. They won't be round very long.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important, That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Are you prepared for the 2023 fall and winter months? Dress skin season is upon us, and you should be ready with AHA Soufflé. Thick, rich, creamy body butters. We have a variety of scents to choose from. Enjoy our famous strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and cherry, just to name a few. Shop our website, aha.com, or for faster pickup, visit your local beauty supply or health food stores near you. Also, show some love by liking and sharing our Absolutely Fabulous Facebook page or ShadeQueen77 IG page. Absolutely Fabulous. Your skin will thank you for it.
And blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here to welcome you to the Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where you will get the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, y'all. We can also connect on Facebook, i.e. Conversations with the Hebrew, Brew Virtual Book Club, and Black Star Political Party. Also, if you love the skin you're in, visit your local beauty supply store or health food store near you and purchase AF Shea Soufflé, with a variety of scents to choose from, such as strawberry mango, vanilla coconut, and lemongrass, just to name a few, are made with all natural ingredients and whipped to creamy, rich perfection. Follow, like, and share on Facebook, Absolutely Fabulous, and Instagram, ShadeQueen77. Your skin will thank you for it. Are you a business owner looking to advertise your hard work without breaking the bank? Voice of Black Star has you covered for a small monthly fee of $30. Voice of Black Star airs every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For further details, email afshabutter@gmail.com. Again, that's afshabutter@gmail.com. And last but never least, if you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Donations are welcomed and much appreciated. You may send your blessings via Cash App, with the money sign and Hermina Shabazz as the Cash App name. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Hi, family. Peace and blessings. Thank you for joining me this evening. We are here on Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. We are here today to discuss the Book of Revelations, chapter 19. We have come a long way, family. I have a lot of chapters I've read. I started from chapter 1, which started probably beginning of last year until now. It's a lot, to go over, because it's not just reading. We have to get understanding as well. But so let's get started with it. And again, if you have any questions about this audio that you've heard, then please feel free to leave a comment at the below. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started, because like I said, this is getting deep now. We're wrapping it up. We're at the Lamb of the marriage supper. That's where we're at, family. The Lamb married. He's married. He's married to his people, family. Okay, and he's starting to invite people out and starting to flush out others, okay? Who not, a part of the wedding ceremony. I pray that you're a part of the wedding ceremony, because I definitely want to be a part of the wedding ceremony. But let's begin. And it reads, "And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that was sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. a voice came out of the throne, saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Okay? Family, he's reigning, giving praise. We're at the wedding ceremony. We're at the wedding feast here. Okay? Everybody's excited. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Okay, family? So we got to come clean to this wedding, okay? We got to be spot free, pretty much, when we come to this wedding feast. All right? Because he's calling us out. He's calling out the saints, you know? "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." Now, let's get a precept to chapter 19 and verse 9. Let's go to Matthew chapter 22. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 22. Okay, and I was going to start from verse 2 and read to 10, but I'm going to start from the beginning so you can get a real good understanding as to what is taking place here. Okay, so we're going to go to chapter 22 of Matthew for the precept for verse 19 and 9 of the book of Revelation. Okay, and let's read starting with verse 1. Okay, let's read on, fam. And it reads, "And I answered and spake unto them again by parable and said, The king of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." So you know, we have a lot of saints out here right now, family, going on trying to push this word, trying to get people to come, trying to get his to get the others to come to the wedding, to come to this feast, family. Come, be with the Most High. You know, he's sending servants out. And the servants would be people like Sister Deborah, you know, Brother Lanny and his wife, Sister Amber, you know, and all the different little platforms that are out there where the Most High has his hands on certain people and certain groups to put out his word. And he's sending them out to gather you guys to this wedding, okay? He wants you at his wedding, all right? I want to be at the wedding. I want to be decked in all white. I want to be pretty, you know? So let's keep going. "Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, and went their ways, and one to his farm, and another to his merchandise." Okay, so we have people out here who are like, okay, what are y'all talking about? What are you so-called Hebrew Israelites talking about, man? Y'all are talking nonsense. All right? The Bible is a fable. It's not real. It's just made up little stories, you know, to keep, you know, bedtime stories, so to speak. They have no faith and don't believe in this marriage that's going to be taking place pretty soon. Okay? But he said, you know, they went on their ways. They went on their ways. They didn't care. You know, whatever. What are you guys talking about? Okay? Just stay over there. Just leave me out of it. Okay? That's pretty much what was happening. All right? And the raiment. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard of thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. Okay, so because there are some of us who are going to die over this word. Some of us, you know, some people are going to hate that you're giving this message, you're giving this word. So what they're going to do, some of you are going to get stoned to death. A lot of us got stoned to death. You know, a lot of the servants back in the day were murdered. Because of his word, the truth. They couldn't take it. Them demons that were upon people couldn't take it. So they slew them. But now it's starting to come to fruition that, you know, the Most High is about to send down his wrath. And he's trying to gather up everybody to protect them before he start, you know, shedding blood. Okay? But I'm going to digress. We're going to get to that as we continue to read Revelation chapter 9. But right now we are in Matthew chapter 22, and we are going to pick it up at verse 8. "Then said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy.
Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So now he's saying, you know, because Israel, we just saying, go away from us. We ain't trying to hear all that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Those are days of old. It's not, you know, there's no such thing in Christ, because people don't believe in Christ or Yeshua or whichever you want to call him, Israel, you know, Son of God. You don't want to hear that. So pretty much now he's saying, he's calling in Gentiles now. He's calling in outside people. Okay, well then go about and collect others. The same way he did in the Old Testament. The same exact way he did in the Old Testament. He said, because you guys won't listen, okay, I'm going to invite other people to come. Okay, and there are those Gentiles out there who's faithful to the word. You know, but they also need clarification from the saints, though. Because Most High gave us his word first, and it's up to us to break it down to the Gentiles. But a lot of us have failed to that. But anyway, keep going. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Okay? They're guests here, family. Those are Gentiles that did listen to the servants that are out there working for the Most High, that are of the people of Israel. The real Hebrews, the real Jews, so to speak. And really, to call ourselves Jews is to be kind of a little different. That means it's kind of like saying we're the tribe of Judah. A lot of us have come out of the tribe of Judah, or Yehuda, whichever way you want to pronounce it. But yeah, that's what Matthew 22 says. So, and it correlates well with Revelations 19 and 9. Kind of give you an understanding as to what is taking place. This marriage supper is real. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have guests. You just pray that you're part of the being guest, okay? Make sure you're there. Okay, and let's keep reading. Let's go ahead and read. Now we're back to Revelation chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay, and a lot of you don't get triggered by the name Jesus and him to my Christ, okay, because that's distraction news. We're going to focus on what this angel is saying. Okay, this angel is saying to us, look, do not bow down to me. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a servant himself. He's a servant to the Almighty. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, whatever you want to say. He is the one, okay, that you should bow down to, not him. So he's kind of correcting that because he don't want to be worshipped. Because you know what happened to Satan. Satan started getting prideful. And the other angels started falling behind him, falling with him. And then they all fell off and lost their glory. Okay? So, we don't want to be part of that. And precept to that would be chapter 22 and verse 9. And we can read chapter 22 of Revelation. Let's see what it says. 22 and verse 9. And it reads, and they went up onto the, 22 and verse 9, and it reads, then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. So pretty much he's saying, don't worship me, please worship the Most High, you must worship God. Okay? So kind of let you know, don't get too caught up in pride and then all of a sudden start making the word like it's yours, and then you start puffing yourself up and become prideful. Because, you know, for pride comes the fall, and we don't want that. You don't want that. Okay? Let's keep reading. Verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In his righteousness he do judge and make war. He's making war, family. So are you talking about this peace? God is a peace and he's of love and all that stuff like that. That's that Christianity talking. No. Most High gives war too. He's part of war as well. Alright? There's a lot of things that we don't know about the Messiah. We don't know a lot of things, you know. We're thinking of on man's terms. We're not thinking on the Most High's terms. But if you are a child of the Most High, then you will think on his terms and you'll understand where he's coming from. Especially when you're watching all the things that are happening on this earth right now. All these things that are happening on the earth right now, this is judgment. you know, and also, you know, Christ right now is trying to gather people to come out of that, to come, you know, come to the wedding, come to the wedding, because I can save you. This wedding is going to be good and beautiful and has all the fruits of the earth. He's going to be giving us good fat oxen, you know what I'm saying? Who had a good roast before, you know what I'm saying? Like a good dinner, steak and potatoes, you know? But I digress. I pray that you guys can get that. Verse 12, okay, of Revelation 19. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Okay? He has many crowns, meaning that he's the all-powerful. He's all-magnificent. He's the king of kings. He's over everyone. Even these man-made kings that are thinking they're kings now, thinking they own running some stuff until they built some technology and all that kind of stuff. They're thinking they're doing things, trying to create humanoid people that are not real people, like Christ did. Christ built us up from the dirt. Okay? So, but you have mankind who's been puffed up with pride, and, you know, they're about to fall. I mean, that's what we're seeing. We're witnessing it right now, fam. We're witnessing this war right now. And it's here. Let's keep going. Let's get to chapter 13. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. He's the Word of God. He's considered the Word of God. Now, Christ and so-called the God, they're two different beings, family. Because in the scriptures, it does clarify that. Because, I mean, he's not going to talk about himself in third person, okay? If he's one person, he's not going to go back and start talking about himself in third person. It just don't make sense. So, here's the thing. This is Christ who's coming down, who works in the stead of the Almighty, the true Almighty. We won't get to see until the very end of things. And when really the change really comes, we won't get to see him. Well, we probably won't get to see him then. We're going to see Christ. He is the embodiment of the Most High Power. That's how powerful he is. He's so powerful that man cannot see him. That's what it's like. He's a strong and powerful king. Let's keep going. Verse 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Now, let's go to Isaiah for precept. Okay, Isaiah 63 in verse 2. Isaiah 63 in verse 2. Let me pull that up real fast for you. Isaiah 63, verse 2. And like I said again, we got to come out of our fleshly views on this thing and start getting with the spiritual of it. We really should. We got it. We have to. In order for us to understand scripture and understand what's taking place and what's going on, we really are going to have to come out of it. We have to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, and see what's taking place on this earth. Okay, so it's going to be Isaiah again, 63 and verse 2. Put it up for you. Guys, there's a lot of stuff happening, family. So much stuff going on. We need to be prepared. We really do. So, Isaiah 63 and verse 2. But we're going to start at verse 1, okay, for this precept. And remind you, just a quick reminder, that we're coming from Revelation 19, and we're reading verse 13. And the precept of that is going to be Isaiah 63, verse 2. But we're going to start at verse 1 so you can get a really good understanding of what we're reading. Okay? And who he's talking about. So these people still exist today. That nation still exists today. It has changed, decided to change things. You know, there's a verse, some verses in the book that talks about how they would change names and times and stuff like that. You know, change dates and times and, you know, change names and all that kind of stuff to confuse the people, to keep the people unknowing. They won't recognize you. That's why the Most High sent out his saints. He's always had saints walking this earth, physical and spiritual, to make things go the way he desired them to go. Because his will is going to continue to be done here. Again, let's read verse 1, and we're reading out of Isaiah chapter 63. Who is this that cometh from Eden with dyed garments from Berah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel? Say, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Okay? So his clothes, like, who is this that coming with his clothes are all red and look like he's been stepping on wine, you know, making wine. Got it all on his garment. That's the blood of the enemy family that he did out of Edom. Now, we know Edom is going to be somewhere up in there where they're so-called our Arab, the real Arab brothers if you are. But, you know, they were given a portion of land as well. But that's a long story and it's a lot to get into. But in that area where Edom resided, you know, when he left his family, whatever, and started his own thing, he with that group, he melted in with that group. Okay? So Edom is up there where they, you know, where it's claimed Mount Zion is, but that's not the mount, okay? That's not the Mount Moses was on, but I digress. Okay, let's keep reading. Verse 3. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. Okay, because he's mad now, because there was nobody to come to the wedding. Nobody's answering his call. No one is accepting the invitation to everlasting life. No one is accepting the invitation. You know, nobody wants to rejoice and be in peace. Let's keep going. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Okay? And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drunk of my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Okay? So that's pretty much what he's saying right there, family. If you continue to read on, that's why you got to read the study that's self-approved. So if you want some more edification, go back. Read Revelation chapter 19 and go back to the very beginning. Go back to the beginning of these this podcast. You know, I have plenty that started from chapter 1 of Revelation, and we're all the way down to chapter 19. So you'll find it very interesting, and then you start connecting the dots. Use precepts, because it talks about this stuff throughout the book. The book is a history book, and you can go back and forth with it. Not man-made history book. This is a history book of the Most High. This is his book to direct the world as to how it's going to be, what is to come. So let's keep reading. Now we're back at Revelation chapter 19, and we are going to read verse 15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. So he's coming back. So Christ has come back to Almighty. He's the Almighty God's, the Almighty God's arm. He's that you know, that rod that's going to strike down the wicked. He's coming with fierce anger. Okay? Because the world has been turned inside out, upside down, and everything. Okay? Anything, everything goes. That's why the whole world is considered Babylon to a certain extent. Now, the Americas are considered somewhat Babylon. I know people say, you know, America's is Babylon, but it's a whole big system. It's a combination of nations. And there are nations that still rule America. Even though we have our presidents in these elections, that does not mean that they have the power. You understand? There's spiritual powers beyond them that control them. They're just mere puppets, mere pawns on the chessboard, okay? Because right now, the Most High, you know, like right now you have Satan and his demons, they're trying to battle the Most High. Because that's what happened with the war, the real war with Christ, you know. He had to kick Satan out because he got too boisterous, he got too prideful, so he had to eliminate him. And so forth. So now it's coming to earth. And he's about to do the same thing that he did to Satan. Lucifer, so-called the morning star, so to speak. You know, he lost all his shine and glory once he fell. And that's the same thing that's about to happen to these nations. He's made it very much known. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. I'm going back over to verse 15. That with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. Know of kings and Lord of lords. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and of the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Okay, because he's coming down exacting vengeance and wrath upon anybody who didn't accept the invite. And the invite is for you to worship him and follow his law, statutes, and commandments. That's pretty much what it is, family. So we can live a righteous life. He created this kingdom, which is earth, for mankind to be fruitful, prosperous, and to grow. Not to be deceitful liars and backstabbers and haters and doing all kind of abominations. He didn't create us for that. He didn't create this earth for that. Okay? That's what it has become. And he's tired of looking at it now. It's getting old. He's done with it. And he's done with the so-called saints that's supposed to be his service. The children of Israel, we're supposed to be saints unto the other nations. We're supposed to be guides for the other nations to bring them to him. Because he gave his word to us, to Jacob. And Jacob passed it on down. But even goes higher than that. But again, of course, that's a lot to talk about. And I'm willing to chit-chat with people. If you're willing to come on to the program, you know, Voice of Black Star, and we can chit-chat about these things. You know, I love to discuss it, to break it down further. Black lines. But let's keep going. Verse 18. That ye may eat the flesh of the kings, and the flesh of the captains, and the flesh of all of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And like I told you guys, I had that dream about, you know, had the dream about the dead horses and stuff. And I thought, like, it was piling up. The dead horses were piling up. And it was sad sight to see. It was kind of very disturbing, because it was like, why am I witnessing this Most High power? And it's all starting to culminate. It's all starting to come together. Now I'm starting to witness it and start to see it. And this is not, like I said, this word is so bittersweet. Isaiah, I can feel what they felt when they got this word and had to go out and put it out to the children of Israel. Because we are a hard-headed people. Okay, we are so hard-headed. And a great big delusional. I mean, I don't know how the Most High saw fit for us to have, you know, to be his children. I'm sorry to say that, but it's disturbing. Because we are very mischievous. We're hard. We're hard-headed. But he's about to come down with that rod. And he's about to let it go. But anyway, I digress. Let's keep going. Verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Really? They thinking they're going to do some stuff. That's why they got this new technology and all that stuff, and, you know, trying to get it to go up to the space and everything. They think they're going to take out Christ, y'all. These people are delusional. The one who created all things and even allowed them to even create these things to so-called defeat him. He wants to build you up. He wants to make you think you got it going on. Then he's going to crush you. Most High is going to crush them. The such fury, it's going to be embarrassing. But for those of us who are within the truth, we hopefully will be allowed to witness this day, to witness this day, and be protected, and even be a part of it. Let's keep going. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that brought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Okay? So pretty much, you know, he took out the beast. All those people out there claiming to be him, and all the false prophets and all those things like that who pretend to be him, he's taking them down. And all those who follow him. And all those who follow and believe in the false prophets and false persons. So, let's go. Verse 21, and we're reading Revelation chapter 19, and we're about to wrap it up right now. And this is the last verse, and it's going to be verse 21, and it says, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So, pretty much, you know what I'm saying, he left with the fowls. I mean, it's such poetry in the Most High's words. It's poetry. It's like, it takes deep understanding. It takes the spirit to really truly decipher what the Most High is talking about. It takes lots of discipline and to have an open mind, to be humble. It takes a humbleness, a humble spirit in order to understand the Most High. You can't go to the Most High thinking that you're already knowing and all powerful and all that stuff like that. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to humble yourself before him. And that way he can give you the truth and understanding as to what is taking place. Okay? Because it's deep. It's deep. And like I said, study to show yourself approved. Because you're getting an invite. Here's your invite, family. Here's your invite to the wedding feast. Here's your invite. Please take it. The invitation. I mean, I try to decorate it as nicely as possible. Because I want salvation to all, but not everybody going to make it. Not everybody going to make it. But I pray that you do. I pray this word touch you at least before you die. Before you close your eyes and go to that sleep for right now. And also, too, family, because nobody's in heaven. There's no man alive that's in heaven. I know we hear talk about, oh, she's in heaven and he in heaven. No, they're not in heaven. They're asleep, waiting judgment. Okay, because everybody's going to be judged for their sins, even the dead. Especially if they haven't repented of their sins before they passed on. So don't let it be too late, family. Take this invitation. Please take it. Take it. Keep it in your pockets. Put it on your dresser so you can see it. Put it on your mirror so you can see it every day. Put it in your heart and in your mind. Put it in your body, put it in your soul, put it in your mind when you wake up, put it in your mind when you have your lunch, put it in your mind when you go to sleep. Always keep it with you. Keep it with you forever, family. Because like this invitation ain't going to last long. Okay? It's not going to go out like that. But anyway, I pray that you enjoy these words. And I pray that you join me again on Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Join me on here, and I look forward to speaking with you again, and we will be heading into Revelation chapter 22. I'm sorry, chapter 20. We'll head into Revelation chapter 20, and if you find this very interesting, drop a comment in the light what you've heard. Drop a comment, you know, and email me at avshaybutter@gmail.com if you want to conversate. You know, if you want to, you know, come on the show, come on the podcast, and give your two cents, so to speak. You know, I want to chit-chat it up. If you have questions, all right? No, I'm not, you know, a theologist, a theologian, or nothing like that. No, I didn't go get my licenses, none of that. But the Spirit is with me. I don't need a license for that. I got a license from the Most High Power to speak His word.
Okay? So, again, family, I'm looking forward to hearing you on my next podcast, or talking to you, should I say, on the next podcast, and that's going to be on Revelation chapter 20, all right? And it's going to be Satan loose. He's loose after 1,000 years. Because Christ is going to reign for at least 1,000 years before. Or 1,000 years, which is just a day to the Lord, you know. 1,000 years equivalent to a day to the Most High Power. Because, you know, none of our prophets, even before then, even the time from the very beginning, didn't make that 1,000 years because of corruption. Couldn't do it because we got corrupted, you know. But anyway, I digress. And again, I look forward to speaking with you again for Revelation chapter 20. I pray you guys have a blessed evening. And shalom.